Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, na-dismiss ng mas maaga sa kanilang mga klase. Maraming salamat. Para talakayin natin ang buhay estudyante, lalo na yung buhay high school, secondary school, si Jeff Lombardo at si Charles Diesta. Magandang araw sa inyong dalawa. Good day.
Good day.
Hello.
Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Charles. At syempre, si Norminda Fortesa ng AFCS. Magandang araw.
Magandang hapon sa'yo, Maribel.
Baka malito sila. Bata yung mga dalawa ngayon.
Iba tayo ngayon.
Mga high school.
Oo.
May sisimula ng AFCS na program o programa para sa mga kabataan.
Oo, ito ay isang pilot program for young people and to highlight their achievement. The pilot program aims to develop role models in the community and looking at the journey of our young people who migrated here and at the same time how they're coping at school so that others who would need the peer support will find them.
So parang gagawa tayo ng barkada.
Yes, exactly right.
Dahil hindi naman natin mapagkakaila na ibang-iba ang buhay dito sa Australia. Pagdating sa pag-aaral, pati na sa peer pressure,
yes.
Mga hinaharap ng kabataan, hindi ba? Medyo may kahawig pero may magkaibang mundo rin.
Totoo yan, Maridel. And we need to raise young leaders as well and empower them so that those who are struggling will be able to talk freely with their peers. And usually, di ba, yung mga young people, they will talk to their friends but they will not talk to their parents or seniors.
Charles, kunento mo na grade school ka nung lumipat kayo dito. 13?
Yeah, 13 po.
Sabi mo, kunento mo sa akin, nasa Pilipinas pa lang, hindi na ganun kataas ang expectation ng magulang mo sa'yo. Kasi hindi ka mahilig mag-aral.
No.
Pero nung lumipat ka dito, nagulat sila.
Yeah.
So nung lumipat ka dito, anong grade mo?
Year 8. So, but then, nung pong sa year 8, I was homeschooled. And that homeschooling was very difficult because I taught myself. I was my tutor. Myself was my tutor. And it's really hard to pace myself because I don't have a teacher. Pero nung pong, my first English school is in year 9 when I...
Bakit ka nag-homeschool?
You know, the visa and thing, you know, pagpupunta sa Australia, kailangan mo ng mga visa and stuff like that. And my R visa that didn't allow me to go to school because it was very expensive.
So sa homeschool, self-study lang, sariling sikap. Mm-hmm. Tinutukan ka ng nanay mo?
Yes and no. No, because... lagi po siya nagtatrabaho. Yung focus po talaga niya yung to get a, like, you know, how do you call it, that?
Para maka-adjust kayo?
Yeah, para maka-adjust, yeah. That's it. She says, like, do your homework and don't forget, like, you need to study this. Just so...
So, ginaguide ka niya?
Yung ginaguide niya naman po ako.
Nung nag-year 9 ka, so teenager ka na nun.
Mm.
Ano yung mga pagkakaiba na nakita mo nung pumasok ka na sa eskwela?
First, everyone is speaking in English and wala po talagang Pilipino sa school ko.
Sa Scoresby?
Sa Scoresby. Yung way ng mga teacher sa pagtuturo sa estudyante sobrang iba sa Pilipinas na nakasanayan ko po. There are smaller groups of students, so they are more like interactive to us and they can teach us more. Rather than like having like 40 students in one class and the teacher's like, okay, I'll do this and if you can't catch up then sorry. That was my life in the Philippines, but then here the teachers connected to us more. It's more systematic than in the Philippines.
Dito ba parang nag-iiba-iba kayo ng classroom, di ba, sa bawat klase? Tapos groups of 20?
Yeah, 20.
So para sa iyo mas epektibo yung ganun.
Opo, totoo yan.
Congratulations. Ducks ka last year?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, that was really unexpected. Kasi last year, I did get like a Roville Award for my academic excellence. But I didn't really expect the ducks because, you know, I'm just like, okay, I'll do this and that. But never expecting it.
Tongtoa siguro si nanay at si tatay.
Yes.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
Jeff, you moved to Australia when you were 3.
Yes. That's right.
And your mom's Filipina.
Yes.
What are the things about being Filipino that she has passed on to you?
Well, she tries to teach me all the Filipino stuff she's cooking, which is always fun because the food always tastes good.
So your mom's a good cook.
Yes, she is. I can't really think of that much because we usually are more on the Aussie side of things because most of the people in our household are all true blue Aussies.
Meaning that like your sisters were born and raised here, yes. And your dad is from of European descent and yep. lived here for a long time. But when it comes to school and things that you do in school, does your mom look after you more than other moms, do you think?
I reckon she does. She supports me in whatever it is I choose to do, especially academic stuff. She always likes to brag, which makes me feel really good and make me want to do like the best that I can because I don't like disappointing.
So she makes sure that you get A's. She helps you to get A's and B's.
Yeah, like it within the A and B range, she'd be happy with.
Is it hard for you, because you're year 9?
Yep.
You're in middle school?
Yeah.
Is that how you call it?
Yeah, I guess so.
How different is middle school from primary school?
Well, first off, you're not the eldest one there anymore, and you don't know everyone in the school. Whereas in primary school, you would know everyone, you'd call them by name. Well, that's my experience anyway.
So. And year 6, you'll be the boss of the campus.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then when you went to year 7, you were like...
Yeah, it was a bit overwhelming.
What kind of pressures do you face?
Personally, I don't think I face anything that's too scary, but like having amounts of tests all in 1 week and assignments due, it's a bit scary, but like... Mom helps me get it done and go through with it.
So you go home, you yep. have a snack?
Of course.
And then do you go straight away and do your homework?
Sometimes I will procrastinate, but if it's like really important and I really, really need to do it or I really like it, I'll do it straight away.
Would you say that this routine, was it something that your mom told you that you should do or something that you just did on your own?
I just did it on my own.
Being a girl in middle yes. school, is there pressure for you to be active in social media, to look a certain way?
Yes, there is. Like, all the girls in my school, they're so pretty, and it's just, they're just so pretty, and on their social media accounts, they're all, like, perfect, and...
Do you feel the pressure that you should also be on social media and look perfect?
Yeah, sometimes, if I'm being truthful.
What do you do when that day comes?
Well, the other day I kind of deleted all my photos, which I'm not proud of, but yeah, I think I was just a bit pressured by all the other different pictures, and I thought, my pictures don't look like theirs, so it was a bit...
But you are a very beautiful girl, you know that.
Thank you.
And everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Yes, I agree.
So what do you do when the days when you feel bad and sad? What makes you... Is there a place that you go to or a person that you talk to?
If I feel sad, I could always talk to my, like... I have 2 main friends and they support me no matter what. And they just try and cheer me up, which always works. Gemma and Ellie, like... It can be like 12 at night or like 1 in the morning. They don't care. They'll just answer and they'll help me get through it.
So you have your own mobile phone?
Yes, I do.
And are you allowed to use it in school or it's just before and after school?
I try not to touch it like when I'm at school because like I want to be there right then and there. Like I want to talk to people face to face because I don't think you get that much these days.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm.
Charles, ikaw, may pressure ba? Social media, Facebook, Instagram?
No. Like, my friends like social media, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, and all that. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to have Messenger, just going to message my friend. But I don't really use it that much. So
Text talaga.
Text lang po talaga. And I think boys don't have that, like, stigma. Stick to it. Like, boys need to have this social media and stuff like that. Yeah, so I don't feel pressure.
Ikaw, do you feel the pressure to do selfies a lot?
Oh, personally, I don't really like selfies. Like, I rather group photos where everyone's like...
Happy?
You're not the center of attention.
Do you like taking photos of, this is what I ate for lunch, this is what I had for breakfast?
Okay, yes, I'm guilty of doing this.
I just did it just then.
Where do you draw the line? Say, I've had enough of social media for today, I need to go straight to my schoolwork.
I try not to be too attached to my technology because first off, it's not good for me, and second off, it's really distracting because Schoolwork is one of my highest priorities, and I just want to do well. And having too much time on technology, I'll get addicted. I won't be able to get off it and do my work, and that's not good.
And you're going to China soon.
Yes. I feel like this is bragging a little bit, but I'm just actually really proud that I got into this leadership program, and they're going for 7 weeks into China.
Wow. Yes. Is it the first time you'll be away from your mom for a long time?
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
I'm actually really excited, and mom was excited for me as well.
So what is it that you are looking forward to doing in the 7 weeks? Eating a lot of Chinese food?
Yes. That was one of the main reasons why I applied. That's kind of bad, but Chinese food's great. I'm looking forward to getting closer with the people from my school going.
Is it boys and girls or just girls?
Boys and girls.
Because you're in high school.
Yeah.
Is that there like a boy-girl crush or someone dating someone?
Yeah, there's lots of that in high school, but...
How do you deal with it?
I play along. It's fun.
When do you know if you're going to take it seriously or not?
Oh, I would not know that.
So you haven't had a serious load?
Nah.
Too young.
Yeah.
Is that what your mom told you?
She says if I get a boyfriend to tell her, like...
Will you?
Yeah. We're like, I think my mom's my best friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
You got Charles, my girlfriend, kana.
Meron po.
Wow.
Nasa Pilipinas nga lang.
Nasa Pilipinas, wow!
Long distance.
So ano, yeah. FaceTime?
Yeah.
So nakilala mo siya nung bago ka pumunta dito?
We were year 7 classmates. And then, masarap siyang kasama, masarap siyang kausap.5
Pilipinas?
Sa Pilipinas. And then, we just clicked together. But then, I had to go.
So simula nung lumipat ka, girlfriend mo na siya. Wow! My forever.
Ang tagal ko bigla.
Ang tagal nun, ha?
So 3 years.
3 years.
Magti-3 years na.
So umuwi ka na simula nun?
Opo.
Magtatrabaho ka ba? Dahil I think pag year 10, pwede ka na magtrabaho, hindi ba?
Yeah, I want to. I really want to.
Ikaw ba, dahil lumaki ka sa Pilipinas, nakikita mo ba yung pagkakaiba sa pananaw ng mga kabataan dito sa Pilipinas, kung ihaming sa Pilipinas? Kasi dito, yung mga bata, gumagawa ng sariling baon. Pumupasok sa eskwela mag-isa. Tapos pag weekend, umaalis mag-isa. Nag-commute mag-isa.
Totoo po yan. Like, sa Pilipinas po, your parents are your, like, boss. Yun po yung talagang pinakaan nila. Dito po kasi, parang minsan nababaliktad yung roles. Yung mga, yung pong anak, yung po yung naiging parang leader sa mga gusto nilang gawin kaysa sa parents. Parang
they don't care. Ganun ba sa inyo?
Oh, no, hindi po. Kasi dahil po lumaki po ako sa Pilipinas, lagi po akong, alam ko po na mali yung ganun. And to always respect your parents and the elders. Ganun po. Yung cultural differences po sa Pilipinas is, yung mga kabataan, you know, papaalam mo na lagi sa mga magulang and always respecting their decision. Pag sinabing hindi, hindi talaga. And
or pipilitin mo, kikilitain mo, lalambingin mo.
Lalambingin. Pero hindi po yung parang pipilitin na in a bad way.
So hindi mo sila kone-question, kumbaga.
Hindi po. Ang pinaka main difference din po is dito po pag po 18 na, di ba, alis na ako sa bahay. I'll be on my own, I'll be independent. Sa Pilipinas, dito na pa rin. Pero
hanggang magkaasawa.
Oo, oh, so ganun. Ganun pa rin.
Nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na hihiwalay ka pagdating mo ng 18? O mas masarap tumira sa libre?
That depends. Like, there's like an extent, to the extent na parang ayoko naman abusuin yung kabutihan ng mga magulang ko. But then, I will find a job. And if I find a stable job, then maybe.
Jeff, do you ask your mom and dad permission if you can go out, meet your friends? Or do you just say, I'm going out, Mom?
It depends if my parents have met my friend before. Like, if it's a person they haven't met, they'd ask me to bring the friend home and they can hang out. They're pretty chill. Like, if I want to have friends over, they'll let me.
So you ask them, you don't tell them?
No.
Do you have any special message for teenagers like you growing up? Maybe someone's listening and, you know, having a hard time, feeling the pressure. Jeff?
I think you should ask questions, because if you don't ask, then you won't learn. So just don't be afraid to ask questions. You won't be considered dumb. I think it's more smart, a smart move more than dumb. So just ask questions.
Ikaw, Charles, ano yung...
For pressure, probably the best thing is to, yeah, like what she said, you know, ask. And probably the most important bit is having that, you call that, discernment of between right and wrong. If you think it's wrong, then don't do it, even though they're telling you it's right, because like nowadays people are telling you it's the right thing where it's the wrong thing.
So it's a peer pressure yung sinasabi mo, pag sinasabi ng mga barkada mo, ito yung ginagawa ng lahat, pero sa tingin mo mali.
Yeah, so having that discernment is really good. And if you think it's right, then stand up to what is right, you know. And don't be afraid. Like, if it's right, then, you know, you'll always win.
Because sometimes that's the hardest bit.
Yeah, know? That's the hardest bit.
To not conform.
Yeah.
May binabala ka na ba? Kasi naghahanda ka na para sa VCE. Anong finofocus mo?
Medicine.
Wow. Dr. Jest.
Yes.
Anong medicine?
Family doctor po. So
GP.
GP, GP.
Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to take when you're at uni?
I think I'm going to go down the scientist path, but I like it in general at the moment, so I'm not quite sure what kind of scientist I want to be.
You've got a few years to
say. Yeah.
Looking forward, Manorminda, sa susunod na yugto ng panibagong programa para sa mga kabataan.
Oo, excited ako sa paano ito magde-develop. Pero ano din ako, grateful ako sa kanilang mga school, sa Kuwirap Secondary College at saka sa Scoresby Secondary College, sa pag-allow nila sa ating estudyante na maging bisita ngayon sa Radyo. At saka I'm excited on how we can actually encourage our youth to be part of the cultural heritage program. Parang balik-aral, kumbaga lakbay-aral.
Dahil ito yung pinag-usapan natin nung nakaraan.
That's right. Yun, getting in touch with our cultural heritage and finding out what's the best in our culture that we can pass on to others.
Maraming salamat, Norminda Fortes ng AFCS.
Salamat.
Charles Jestre, maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat po.
And Jeff Lombardo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.